We're back here on KS95 as we get ready for tonight's Class 1A playoff game as Cam takes on ACGC. Cougars head coach Ian Hunt joins me now. And coach, here it is. Playoffs have arrived. How are you feeling about your basketball team as you come into a rematch here with the Chargers?
Oh, we're feeling good. We're liking how we've progressed throughout the season. I'm feeling good.
Awesome. Well, you had, again, we were there against ACGC back on January 19th. It was in Guthrie Center. Now you got to go back for the playoffs. It was not the best game for you. You were coming off a couple of really good games. How do you feel just about facing the Chargers again?
We feel good about it. It's always nice when you kind of seen a team, you know what to expect. They played a really good game. They shot the ball well. They passed the ball around. They pressured the ball on defense. They got out in the transition. We got to correct a lot of mistakes we made in that game, but we feel like if we can do that, we'll have a chance.
Yeah. What do you feel like has changed since then? How do you feel this team has been playing here down the stretch of the season?
I think we've shown a lot of growth. Especially in end-of-game situations down here in the stretch, we've shown a little bit more poise. We've handled the ball better, handled the pressure better, been able to close out some of those games, and some of those situations got us early in the year. So we're feeling like we've done a nice job of progressing and improving throughout the season.
Where do you feel like you've improved the most?
Again, I think some of those end-of-game situations have been a lot better. Down the stretch, we've handled the ball. We've taken care of it a little bit better in certain times down the end of games.
Colin Bauer recently went over 1,000 points for his career. What was that moment like for him and for the team?
Just really cool. He's a kid who's worked really hard for 4 years. He always plays with a ton of energy and hustle and effort. And it's nice to see him achieve things like that because he's definitely earned it.
Yeah. There could be a mismatch there with Bauer. Holgerson's had some size. ACGC doesn't have much size. Do you think that's something you can take advantage of and try and post those guys up and get some points in the paint?
Yeah, that's something we were hoping to take advantage of the first time. We just didn't do a great job of taking care of the ball. So that's something definitely we're looking to hopefully take control of and hopefully use our size to help us control the boards too.
What have you seen just from Colin and just being a straight-up post-up guy? Because he also moves away from the basket a little bit. He can hit an outside jumper. How do you just feel about his offensive game and how he kind of moves around and also posts up?
It can be tough to guard. I mean, he's somebody we can put on the block if we like we have mismatches there. He's somebody we can pull him out into the high post and areas. And he is. People have to respect his jumper. So if he can get him up in the air, we can drive past him with his speed. So we feel like he gives us a good mismatch every night on offense.
Yeah. And you move kind of Callen Anstey into the starting lineup there. How has that worked out for him instead of coming off the bench?
We really like his minutes. Kalen comes in, he works hard. He's a good player. He crashes the boards hard. He plays good defense. He's very, very selfless. Passes the ball around with his teammates. He's done a nice job out there, and we think he gives us a good chance on the board.
And what do you like about your guard play and the matchups there going up against the Chargers guards who they like to shoot it?
Yeah. We like our guards. We think we have a lot of guys who can shoot and score the ball. We just talk a lot about we want to play inside out. We want to get some post touches, some dribble drives, and then get those. We stat it out, and we know we're a lot more successful on perimeter shooting and interior shooting and just in offense in general when we get a post touch. So what we're really stressing is feeding the post, trying to drive and get downhill at the rim, and then look for those outside shots.
Yeah. What do you think – where do you think ACGC is most dangerous?
Man, they really got us in transition. They got a lot of speed. They really did a great job of pressuring the ball against us, and they forced a ton of turnovers. And then they just beat us out in transition, scored a ton of transition points. They don't have a ton of size, but they really hustle on the glass. So we're going to have to bring a lot of energy to keep them off the boards, and we're going to have to take care of the ball.
Do you want to run against a team like this?
At the right times, yeah. I think we got some speed, too. We got some kids. If we can get out in transition, we'd like to take some points before we get into the half court. But, again, we got to play smart and take care of the ball. It's our first priority.
And just overall, what's it like just knowing that, hey, this is it. This is the time you got to be at your best, and you got to let it all hang out here in the playoffs.
It's always just win or go home. You got to try to throw everything you have at every game now, throw in some different wrinkles, and hopefully it works out in your favor.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here tonight against ACGC. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
And that's Ian Hunt, head coach for CAM Boys Basketball, with us here at our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show on KS95.